The Cast and the Day, Roles, Rounds, and the Year Two Fellow. Why this module? When your girlfriend says, the RT bagged the baby while the NNP got access and I ran the code, you want to actually see the scene. This module gives you the cast of characters in a NICU and the shape of a day, with a special focus on what a second-year fellow specifically does, because that's her. Learning objectives. Identify the core NICU roles and what each person actually does. Describe the structure of NICU rounds and why they take so long. Explain how call works and what in-house means. Pin down what a second-year fellow does differently from a first or third year. The main idea. Start with the people. At the top of the medical hierarchy is the attending neonatologist, the fully trained physician who is ultimately responsible for every baby on the service. The attending sets the plan, makes the final calls, and carries the liability. On a teaching service, they supervise, rather than do most of the hands-on work, which is the point of a training hospital. Below the attending and the center of this course is the fellow. A fellow is already a licensed pediatrician who finished a 3-year pediatrics residency and is now doing 3 more years of subspecialty training in neonatal perinatal medicine. The fellow is the senior trainee, the one who runs the day-to-day, leads deliveries, performs the procedures, teaches the juniors, and functions as the attending's right hand. By the second and third years, a fellow operates with a lot of independence. More on that below. Then the frontline clinicians who are physically at the bedside most. The neonatal nurse practitioner, or NNP, is an advanced practice nurse with specialized newborn training, who manages patients much like a fellow does, writing orders, placing lines, attending deliveries, running a group of babies. In many units, NNPs are the backbone of continuity, because they stay while trainees rotate through. The bedside registered nurse, the RN, is assigned to one or a few babies and does the continuous work of intensive care, medications, feeds, monitoring, hands-on care, and being the first to notice when something is off. In a NICU, the nurse-to-patient ratio is high, precisely because these babies need constant attention. The respiratory therapist, the RT, owns the breathing equipment, setting up and adjusting ventilators, managing oxygen, helping with intubation, and running the machines that keep fragile lungs going. In a unit full of babies on respiratory support, the RT is one of the most important people in the room. And during a resuscitation, the RT is often the one squeezing the bag while the fellow directs. Rounding out the team are the pharmacist. Dosing drugs for a 2-pound patient is genuinely hard and dangerous. The dietitian. Nutrition for a growing preemie is a science. And social workers, lactation consultants, and case managers who hold the family side together. On a teaching service, you'll also find pediatric residents and medical students who present patients and learn. Now the day, which is built around rounds. Rounds are the daily ritual where the whole team moves from bed to bed and for each baby reviews everything. Overnight events, vital signs, ventilator settings, labs, feeds, weight, medications, and the plan for the next 24 hours. In a NICU, rounds are famously long. A big unit can take hours because each patient is complex and because rounds are where teaching happens. A resident or NNP presents the baby. The fellow refines the plan and asks questions, and the attending signs off or redirects. Family-centered rounds, increasingly standard, mean parents are invited to be present and to participate, which makes rounds more humane and also longer. Everything downstream, orders, procedures, calls to consultants, flows from what was decided at the bedside on rounds. Call is the other structural fact of the job. The NICU never closes, so someone senior has to be responsible overnight and on weekends. In-house call means physically staying in the hospital overnight, available immediately for deliveries and crises. Home call means being off-site but on the hook by phone, coming in when needed. Fellows take a heavy share of call, and at a busy level 4, that call is brutal because deliveries and emergencies don't wait for daytime. A rough night on call, several deliveries, an unstable baby, a death, is a defining part of the fellowship experience, and we devote a later module entirely to what those nights leave behind. Here's the part you specifically want, what a second-year fellow does. Fellowship is designed as a ladder of graded independence. The first year is about survival and competence, learning to manage complex disease, master resuscitation, place lines and breathing tubes, and talk to terrified families. By the second year, the training wheels are coming off. A year two fellow is expected to run deliveries independently, including high-stakes resuscitations. to lead rounds and teach the residents and NNPs, and to manage sick babies with the attending supervising more loosely rather than hovering. She's senior enough to be trusted, and junior enough that she's still being pushed hard. The third year is about becoming attending ready, near autonomous leadership, running the unit with minimal oversight, and polishing the transition to independent practice. Layered on top of all that clinical work is the scholarly project. Neonatal fellowships require every fellow to complete a substantial piece of academic work, research, quality improvement, or education, and the second year is often when that pressure peaks. The first year was too consumed by learning clinical medicine. The third year is looming with job searches and boards, so the middle year is when the project has to actually move. A second-year fellow is therefore living a genuine double life, running the sickest deliveries in the region by night, and being told her research needs to progress by day. When your girlfriend seems stretched between the bedside and her project, that tension is structural, not personal. At a level 4, at an academic level 4 center, the teaching hierarchy is deep, attending, fellow, resident, student, plus NNPs and a full bench of consultants. So a second-year fellow spends a lot of her day teaching downward while still being taught from above. The delivery volume and acuity are high, which means she gets reps at running resuscitations that a fellow at a smaller program simply wouldn't accumulate. The flip side is that the scholarly project expectation at a research-heavy academic center is real and unrelenting. Question: who is ultimately responsible for every baby on a NICU service? Answer: the attending neonatologist. Question: what is a neonatology fellow? Answer: a licensed pediatrician post-residency doing a 3-year subspecialty fellowship in neonatal perinatal medicine, the senior trainee who runs the day and leads procedures. Question: what does an NNP do? Answer: a neonatal nurse practitioner, an advanced practice nurse who manages patients like a fellow, orders, lines, deliveries, often the unit's continuity. Question: what is the RT's role? Answer: the respiratory therapist runs and adjusts ventilators and oxygen, assists intubation, and bags the baby during resuscitations. Question: what happens on rounds? Answer: the team reviews each baby head to toe and sets a 24-hour plan. It's also where teaching happens, which is why it's long. Question: what are family-centered rounds? Answer: rounds with parents present and participating at the bedside. Question: difference between in-house and home call? Answer: in-house means physically staying overnight in the hospital. Home call means being off-site but available by phone. Question: what is a second-year fellow expected to do that a first-year isn't? Answer: run deliveries and resuscitations independently, lead rounds, teach juniors, and manage sick babies with looser supervision. Question: what is the scholarly project and why does it peak in year 2? Answer: a required piece of research/QI/education work. Year 1 is consumed by clinical learning and year 3 by jobs and boards, so year 2 is when it must progress. Question: why is the pharmacist critical in a NICU? Answer: dosing drugs safely for about 1 to 2 kilogram patient is high stakes and error prone. The pharmacist guards against it. Conversation prompts. Basic: when you're on rounds, are you the one presenting the baby or the one deciding the plan now? Middle: how much does the attending let you run a delivery solo these days versus stepping in? Insider: is year 2 the year the scholarly project actually has to move? How are you protecting time for it against the clinical load?